Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Renuka with the World News. The headlines. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh holds talks with his German counterpart Boris Pistorius in Berlin to boost strategic bilateral defense partnership. Solidarity from international community pours in as India observes 1 year of Pahalgam terror attack. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claims to have seized two vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. Russian oil flow starts through Druzhba pipeline to Europe, unblocking EU loan for Kyiv. And Indian shooters clinch 3 silver medals and 1 bronze medal at ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo. And now the news in detail. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today held bilateral talks with his German counterpart Boris Pistorius in Berlin to bolster the strategic defense partnership with the European nation. The two ministers discussed a range of bilateral security and defense matters, including co-development and co-production of defense equipment. A report.
Both leaders also reaffirmed their commitment to enhance military-to-military cooperation as a key pillar of the strategic partnership. The Defense Industrial Cooperation Roadmap and Implementing Arrangement for Cooperation in UN Peacekeeping Training were inked and exchanged during the meeting. The defense minister termed his visit to Germany as a symbol of deep friendship, synergy and trust. Mr. Singh said that the recent India-EU security and defense partnership marks a significant step in deepening the collective engagement. The defense minister also emphasized that in times of global uncertainties, India and Germany have provided the much-required stability and strength to the global economy. On the issue of terrorism, he stated that the menace in all its forms and manifestations must be unequivocally condemned without exception or justification. This is Zaira Mujtaba for World News.
India and the United Kingdom have agreed to strengthen cooperation to address contemporary challenges and enhance security in the Indo-Pacific region. During his visit to the UK, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan held talks with his counterpart, Air Chief Marshal Sir Richard Knighton. Both sides reaffirmed their commitment to tackling global issues, including cyber threats, while promoting a peaceful and prosperous Indo-Pacific. General Chauhan also interacted with faculty at the Royal College of Defence Studies and addressed senior officers on evolving military strategies. He met UK defence industry leaders to boost collaboration in manufacturing, technology transfer and supply chains. The CDS also held discussions with UK ministers, including Luke Bullard and Seema Malhotra, focusing on deepening defence and strategic ties. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon today announced that India and New Zealand are set to sign a long-awaited free trade agreement FTA next week, marking a significant step in deepening bilateral economic ties. Projecting the deal as a major economic breakthrough, Mr. Luxon said the agreement will open up access for New Zealand exporters to countries' vast market of 1.4 billion consumers. Underscoring the political and economic significance of the pact, he said the deal fulfills a long-standing commitment.
3 years ago, National said we'd deliver a free trade agreement with India. They said it couldn't be done, and on Monday, we will sign it. This is about opening the door to 1.4 billion people and one of the fastest growing economies in the world. 1 in 4 of our jobs are tied to trade. So for a country like New Zealand, this is huge.
Marking the first anniversary of the horrific Pahalgam terror attack, diplomatic missions and foreign envoys remembered the victims and expressed solidarity with India in the fight against terrorism. India is observing 1 year of the deadly Pahalgam terror attack, in which Pakistan-backed terrorists killed 26 innocent tourists after identifying their religion. In a social media post, Australia's High Commissioner to India, Philip Green, said they joined their Indian friends and colleagues to remember the innocent lives lost in the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. He said Australia stands against terrorism in all its forms. The European Union has expressed solidarity with India on the first anniversary of the Pahalgam terror attack. In a statement, the EU said it stands with the people of India in remembering the 26 victims who lost their lives in the 22nd April attack last year. The EU has reiterated its strong condemnation of terrorism in all forms. The British High Commission in India condemned terrorism in all its forms and reiterated the United Kingdom's commitment to peace and security through international cooperation. France also expressed solidarity with India and reaffirmed its resolve in the global fight against terrorism. In a social media post, the French embassy in India said France remembers the victim. Israel's foreign minister Gideon Saar also paid tribute to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack while expressing solidarity with bereaved families. Saar stressed that Israel remained committed to deepening cooperation with India to combat terrorism and promote peace, security and stability. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, today claimed that its naval forces seized two vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. It alleged that the vessels violated its territorial waters and tried to exit the strategic waterway without authorization from Tehran. According to the Iranian state media, these two ships have been identified as MSE Francesca and Epaminondas. This comes just hours after U.S. President Donald Trump announced an indefinite extension of a temporary ceasefire. This incident marks a significant escalation in maritime hostilities, highlighting heightened tensions in the region's critical waterways. Earlier in the day, two incidents of ship attacks were reported by the United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations, underscoring a sharp spike in maritime security threats in the Strait of Hormuz and nearby waters. In a social media post, U.S. President Donald Trump announced an indefinite extension of the two-week ceasefire with Iran, citing a request from mediator Pakistan and the need for Iran's fractured leadership to submit a unified peace proposal. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India has always been in favor of peace and welcomes all initiatives that lead to peace and stability in the West Asia. Briefing media in New Delhi today, he emphasized that de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy are essential to bring an early end to the ongoing conflict.
India has always been in favor of peace. We welcome all initiatives, all steps that lead to peace and stability. De-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy are essential to bring an early end to this ongoing conflict. The conflict has already caused immense suffering to people and disrupted global energy supply and trade networks. We expect that unimpeded freedom of navigation and global flow of commerce through the Strait of Hormuz will be ensured.
Russian oil has started flowing through the Ukrainian section of the Druzhba pipeline after a halt lasting months. The move allows Hungary to lift its veto on a 90 billion euro EU loan urgently needed by Kyiv. The Druzhba pipeline has become one of the most politically charged pieces of infrastructure in Europe since a Russian drone strike damaged the pipeline in western Ukraine and stopped Russian oil deliveries to Hungary and Slovakia. Hungarian oil group MOL said that Ukraine had informed it that deliveries of Russian crude had resumed through the pipeline. Shortly afterwards, EU ambassadors meeting in Brussels approved the loan. The European Union's 27 member states are expected to formally sign it by tomorrow. India's young shooters won 3 silver medals and 1 bronze medal today in the ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup at Cairo in Egypt. In the men's 25-meter pistol event, Raj Chandra won a silver medal, while Abhinav Deshwal secured a bronze medal. In the women's category, Sejal Kamble bagged a silver medal. Meanwhile, in the men's 50-meter rifle prone event, Rohit Kanyan also won a silver medal. India's total medal tally has reached 7, including 1 gold, 4 silver and 2 bronze medals. Shiva Narwal clinched the gold medal in men's 10-meter air pistol event on the opening day of the tournament yesterday. Narwal finished with a score of 241.8, narrowly ahead of Uzbekistan's Sodikchon Abdulbey, while fellow Indian shooter Chirag Sharma secured bronze in the same event. And now, before we close, here are the headlines once again. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh holds talks with his German counterpart Boris Pistorius in Berlin to boost strategic bilateral defence partnership. Solidarity from international community pours in as India observes 1 year of Pahalgam terror attack. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claims to have seized 2 vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. Russian oil flow starts through Druzhba pipeline to Europe, unblocking EU loan for Kyiv. And Indian shooters clinch 3 silver and 1 bronze medal at ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.